I'm originally from Mexico, but I migrated to the United States. So I'm one of those documented students here in Indiana. And for me, last year's election was very tragic because of the uncertainty about DACA. And so that was a wake-up call, and it allowed me to know that we need to do something to change the way the current political landscape is here in Indiana. So with this project that we're working on, is we're trying to target 5 different counties, which includes Lake County, Elkhart, LaPorte, St. Joseph, and Porter County. Mm-hmm. We want to make sure that we hold the elected officials accountable and push for policies that are more inclusive for the community, provide more opportunities for all people that are living here in Indiana. Coming from an undocumented background, I understand that there's a lot of limitation when it comes to undocumented students trying to obtain an education. So that's not part of the Hoosiers values that we have here in Indiana. And we're just trying to make sure that we create a coalition building and get all the organizations around Indiana together so we can go for a large-scale voter registration campaign and have an impact on the 2018 coming elections.
Mm-hmm. The mission statement from the People's Voice mentions low propensity voters have been ignored and their voices lost. And obviously you feel that's a major concern here, in particular in Northwest Indiana.
Yes. And this project actually, it's not completely original. It has been tried out in different parts of the United States. In California, there's a lot of nonprofit organizations like CHIRLA who are working to make sure that low propensity voters, which are especially the Latino voter, the African American community, and low income workers are the ones that are usually ignored because people don't think that they're going to vote. Even the Democrats ignore them. And so it has come to be proven that if you take those people out to vote and you help them and educate them about the voting process, they will be able to vote. New people that have their residence and now are U.S. citizens, they want to vote too and participate in the democratic process, but they don't know how to. But with this project, we're going to build a relationship with the voters and hope for them to vote on the 2018 election by letting them know this is why it's important to vote for a treasurer. This is why it's important to vote for your township person. And any other important elected official that they need to elect.
I know that you've worked very closely with a fellow named Gregorio Chavez, who works basically out of the South Bend area. He's actually your mentor. How did you get involved with working with the organization through him? What has he taught you, and what has he taught other people as well, too, to get the People's Choice program moving here in Northern Indiana in particular?
Yeah, meeting Mr. Chavez has been a blessing. And the way that we met is like he was at a LULAC meeting. Mm-hmm. And so Sam Santellas, who's a director of La Casa de Amistad, I wanted to talk to him to ask for an internship opportunity, which he did gave me one too. And that's where I met Mr. Chavez at a LULAC conference. He started talking about his project, and he had more than 20 years worth of research with him. And he just went, okay, this is the Latino population. Do you know, look at it, this is 10,000 Latinos. Do you know from all of them how many they vote? Not even 1,000. And so, like, he's right. There's a lot of Latinos in Lake County. There's a lot of Latinos in Elkhart County. There's a lot of Latino in Porter County, but they're not voting sufficiently. So somebody needs to go to their door and let them know, hey, we really need you to go out and vote. And that's what we're going to focus. And in Nevada, in Clark County, there was an example of how this project can be developed. Right there, they targeted a DJ who will DJ at quinceañeras. Mm-hmm. And this was done by the Center for Community Change Action. That's the organization that worked around Nevada, and they did a similar process of voter registration, voter education, and voter mobilization. And so that DJ was able to connect with more than 50,000 people, and they saw that he was able to take out those votes. And that's a similar process that we want. We want to identify leadership here in Indiana and hope that they too can do some of the work, especially if they have a large base of people that they are being followed by.
Now, you mentioned some of the counties here in Northwest Indiana in particular that you want to help target in particular with the People's Choice Project. But are there any other counties in Indiana that the overall statewide group is focusing on as well? Are there maybe in central Indiana or in southern Indiana? So to give an idea to our listeners, how many people are really being sought after to be part of the effort to not only educate voters but also to get people registered to vote?
We estimate that we needed around 200 to 250 people to help us out in order for us to be successful. Why? Because we want to develop teams of five, and those teams of five at least have one Spanish speaker with them. Mm-hmm. And in those teams of five, they will be able to cover more ground together. And that's an idea that was developed by Mr. Chavez because he also worked on the census. And in order for them to reach their goals in doing the census work, they moved out in teams of 20s, of course, but of course, even larger. But with this idea, we also see that we'll be able to target the low propensity voters. And we want to coordinate, too, with other organizations, especially the Democratic Party, hopefully in the future, too. So like that, we won't be knocking on the same doors. We want to make this very strategic as we can. But the only way we can do that is by making sure that we reach out to all the leaders from all the organizations and we sit down at a table and have a discussion about how we're going to move forward with Indiana.
We're talking with Miguel Molina, who, along with other people here in Northwest Indiana, are involved in what is called the People's Choice Project. It's a project that is spread out from other states into Indiana, and they're trying to transform Indiana into a state that represents the values of all Hoosiers through civic engagement. And that includes not only voter education, but also voter registration. But I guess first you have to educate the voters before you can get them interested enough in the process to be able to ask them to register to vote. And that's probably very difficult, as you say, for what is called low propensity voters. You mentioned Latinos, as well as the African American community, voters of any color, I guess, that are low income, to get them and get their incentive in getting involved in the process. It's very difficult to get people that don't make very much money or that have to spend a lot of their time earning a living to be able to get them involved in wanting to not only learn about the process of how to be involved as a community citizen, but going to the polls to vote.
And that's true. It will be tough, but it's very possible, and it's been done before in different areas. It's mm-hmm. just a matter of building a relationship with the voters. And once they have that trust with you, they will know that, oh, yes, this person is right. You know, voting would only take less than an hour of my time. I should definitely do it because we want a person that we can hold accountable and that will represent our values of opportunities and inclusiveness for all.
Are there any other programs you kind of mentioned in other states, in Nevada in particular, how music seemed to work well in working when getting people involved, getting people interested in the process at least? Do you think there might be anything of those lines that might work well here in Northwest Indiana? Have you and others that work on the People's Choice Project talked about that?
There was a similar project that was done in Lake County, and mm-hmm. one of the things that they would do, they would go to festivals or any large-scale events, and that's what we're hoping to do here. We're hoping to go to large-scale events or festivals and ask people if they want to register to vote. Now, that's a different approach than canvassing, but it also will allow us to get more people to register to vote.
That's true. I guess it's better if you have a booth set up at some festival someplace in East Chicago or in Gary or other locations in the region where you know that the members of the Latino community are going to come and participate or at least attend to get them interested to talk about this at least. When you have set this up and working with Mr. Chavez and other volunteers and what you've learned working over in the Elkhart County area and in St. Joseph County over in South Bend area, and you're bringing some of these ideas over here and you learn about ideas that have already worked here, do you feel you're more confident to be sure that something like this can really work here in Northwest Indiana?
Oh, yeah. I've dreamt about this. It happened in California, actually. Mm-hmm. 1980s, California was known to be a really red state, conservative, passing anti-immigrant laws like Proposition 187, which was a law that would basically exclude all immigrants from society of California. Fortunately, it was deemed unconstitutional. But after that, it was a wake-up call for a lot of the nonprofit organizations in California, and they started to figure out that in order for them to change California, they need to change some of the elected officials that are not representing the Californian values or everybody in that state. And so now In the years 2000, we have a California that's progressive and has elected a lot of officials that represents the values of the new Californians. And that only happened through coalition building and voter registration drives and being persistent. It will be a long-term project. It's not going to be won easily. It might take us a long year, but after those long years have passed, what we'll see that the results are that once you invest in low-propensity voters, they will be out there voting and they can make an impact in any elections. Mm-hmm.
You've had a chance to take a look at what's happened here in Northwest Indiana and Lake County in particular. Here, they're very much concerned with local activists wanting to speak out and do what they can to help deal with the problems with immigration and customs and enforcement here. They have had comments on our program in particular because of the people that have had the rallies and gone out to the Gary Chicago International Airport to speak their mind, to try to convince the community to support them as well. We know that there are efforts now, of course, in the city of Gary to be welcoming communities, perhaps not sanctuary communities, but the welcoming communities. And do you think that this part of the effort to try to inform people about the importance of getting involved in politics, or at least getting back to the idea of just going to the polls to vote. Do you think that that's going to help the People's Choice Organization?
Yes, civic engagement is very essential to a healthy democracy. So yes, we definitely need to do that. And the other aspect of it, people need to be aware that there's issues. Not everybody likes to vote party line, but if we decide to go after issues, people will be more accepting to say, yes, I am with this issue, and this is why I want to help in any way or participate in any way that we can, because my values are education, my values are health, my values are inclusiveness. So if we go after issues like immigration, for mm-hmm. example, when people are protesting, it's because they care about that issue. So we're going to be focusing our voter registration campaign around issues, and I've done my part to go out and help out as well in the Gary protests at the airport.
Right.
I was there talking as well, to letting people know about the stories of the undocumented community and what we go through. And recently in Michigan City, they passed a welcoming city ordinance for the school. I was also a part of that because immigration is a key element for me and the issue that I care a lot about. And it also ties in with workers' rights and it ties in with inclusiveness and a lot of other issues as well. So I've been active, and I've also been able to network with a lot of people through through all those actions that's been around in Indiana.
We only have a little time left here, Miguel. You've talked about some of the events activities that the People's Choice Organization is going through here in Northwest Indiana. Are there any events that you're aware of that you and your colleagues are working on in the months ahead here? It's a little early for the 2018 election, but you can never start too early when it comes to planning and education.
We already have a starting session. Actually, on the 19th, I'm just trying to figure out our location here. Mm-hmm. We were going to use the USW Local 6787 meeting room on Saturday the 19th from 10 to 5, but that plan has changed because there's nobody around to open up the room. So right now what I'm working on is trying to get all the leaders from the organizations together to sit on a table so we can start that strategic planning. So, and soon I hope that we start knocking on doors and start getting the voters inform about why they need to go out and vote. So it's going to be a process, and we have lined up our calendars already and how we're going to reach our goals. But what needs to happen next is we need to meet up with all the leaders of the organizations and talk about a plan.
Now, Miguel, is there a phone number or there's a website that people can go to if they like more information here about the People's Choice Project?
They can reach me by email or through my phone number. We don't have an official page yet, but I that is in the making.
Right.
My phone number is 219-276-9917. Mm-hmm. And my email is M Molina, so it's MMOLINA 15 @ivytech.edu, which I graduated from there this May.